And at the end of the week, he comes there and the rabbi says, "How are things going? Rabbi, it's wonderful. We have so much place. The smell is so good. We're getting along now like we hadn't ever before. The kids are happy. Thank you so much, Rabbi." Now here is the question. Do things need to get worse before we appreciate what's right in front of us and all around us? When do we begin to appreciate our health? When do we begin to appreciate our health? When something goes wrong with us or with someone else? When do we begin to appreciate life? When ours is in danger or when we lose someone dear to us? And the question that we need to ask ourselves is, must something external, extraordinary, and usually tragic happen for us to appreciate the ordinary? You see, there are treasures of happiness all around us and within us. Right next to us, in the dining hall, sitting next to you here, in your room, at home. There are wonderful things, things worthy of appreciation all around us and within us. But we take them for granted. And do we need to wait? Do we need to wait for that? And the answer is no. No, if we learn gratitude as a way of life. If we cultivate the habit of gratitude. And just as the media has cultivated the fault finding, we can cultivate benefit finding. We can cultivate grateful, because when we're grateful for something, we no longer take it for granted.